Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Steve is headed the morning on KNSS 748 here on a Wednesday morning. Three big things.
Three.
Kansas Governor Kelly again pushing for a statewide mask mandate.
Two.
Man wounded in shootout with police after a chase in East Wichita.
One.
Trump and Biden on the campaign trail, hitting several states each day. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
This morning here on the Wichita roadways, the traffic volumes are pretty high out there, and we've still got some areas where the roadways are a little bit damp, and so things could freeze over out there. You still easily could find some slick spots out there. Good idea to be careful on the Wichita roadways once again today. Seen some fairly heavy traffic right now on K96 eastbound, and that's just east of the North Junction. Traffic update, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
Drizzle and rain in the forecast today with a high of 42 degrees. We have a winter weather advisory until 10 o'clock this morning. 100% chance for rain tonight. The overnight low, 37. Thursday, 60% chance for showers. Tomorrow's high near 50, so we're gradually warming up. Now a cloudy sky. We have a north wind at 6 miles per hour and 33 degrees. 7:49 now, Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS, and taking a look at the KNSS Weather Center radar for you this morning. Everything's pretty clear in south central Kansas right now, but lurking down south of the border, down the Oklahoma line, is a big area of showers and storms moving to the north. Can't tell from looking at the satellite how fast it's moving, but it doesn't seem to be moving real fast. But that's going to be coming into our weather pattern here probably in the next couple of hours. So
coming our way.
Yeah, there's down west of Medicine Lodge, it's boiling up. Medicine Lodge has been raining here the past few minutes. And then straight south, if you're going down to the turnpike, down to Oklahoma City, you'll be running into it south of Enid and Ponca City down in there. So it's coming our way, and we've been talking about rain this morning, how dry it has been. This is going to be good for a lot of things, Mother Nature, and shaping things up. And so we look forward to that, but we don't like the fact that it could be flooding anywhere sometime today. I got something theatrical. Ted Woodward back with us this morning. Ted, I got something theatrical for you today. I think you'll really appreciate this story.
Okay.
What does the theater community desperately need during a time of social distancing? How about an actor who can play multiple characters on stage every night?
Oh, there you go.
Enter Jefferson Mays, readying a new one-man version of A Christmas Carol for the holidays, playing some 50 characters. He's the perfect man for the job, having won a Tony Award for playing 40 characters in I Am My Own Wife, and nominated for another for playing 9 roles in A Gentleman's Guide to Love and Murder. Broadcast is designed to help regional theaters, which have lost as much as 80% of their income after the theaters shuttered in the spring. You were supposed to be in something coming up, a production, and that got canceled, or at least you're part of it, right?
Well, they had to replace me in the cast.
Yeah, okay. It was the show went on. Okay.
Yeah. I was in Dial In for Murder at Wichita Community Theater.
That would be fabulous.
Yeah, I didn't get a chance to do it.
What part did you have in that?
I was the guy that was hired to kill the Grace Kelly character.
Oh, that guy. That smarmy guy.
Yeah, I was looking forward to playing that role, but I didn't get the chance. COVID knocked me out.
You would have been good in that, dude. You would have had a big pair of scissors stuck in your back somewhere,
I was looking forward to that.
Well, maybe you'll have a chance to do it again. Sure hope so.
You never know.
All right. 7:51 now. Steve and Ted here on KNSS. At time for editor Bill Roy, the Wichita Business Journal, a change in leadership for a local company. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Steve and Ted. Yeah, a prominent Wichita housing development company has a new owner. Kevin Mullen and Jack Ritchie have sold their Ritchie development to Kevin's son, Jeff. Wichita businessman Barry Downing is also a partner. The deal closed Tuesday. Jack Ritchie and Kevin Mullen are retiring at the end of the year. Jeff Mullen was most recently chief financial officer at Donlinger Construction. In the past 40 years, Ritchie Development has developed at least $1.5 billion in real estate. Spirit AeroSystems has a share of a $550 million defense contract. The main contractor is helicopter maker Sikorsky, now as part of Lockheed Martin. The contract is for six heavy lift operators for use, rather, heavy lift helicopters for use by the Marine Corps. Spirit builds a fuselage for that helicopter. It'll have 11.5% of the work on the contract. CEO Tom Gentile says the goal is to get defense work to about 40% of Spirit's business. And it appears American households are doing better than expected. Americans for months have barely dined at restaurants or traveled for vacation. They put big purchases on hold and scaled back spending. But despite the pandemic's economic devastation, they're in relatively good shape. Consumer savings have increased, credit scores are at record highs, and household debt has dropped. But banks say banks and other consumer lenders are bracing for a difficult 2021. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Bill Roy.
Bill, you mentioned the Ritchie name, and it's a prominent name in Wichita for years and years.
You bet.
And yep. I don't know if you're aware of this, but when my wife and I were dating and becoming serious about each other, she got a job working for an oil geologist here in town by the name of A. Scott Ritchie. And
right.
I don't know if you ever met him, but... A terrific man. She enjoyed.
That's what I understand, yeah.
Loved working for A. Scott Richard. Well, maybe a coincidence that my son's name is Scott, but who knows? You know, it just seemed,
seemed
like a good deal. So say hello to your good friend, Ted Woodward, who's with us this morning, huh?
Ted Lee.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Roy.
That's good to hear your voice and good to have you back on the show.
That's Ted Lee.
Right. That's Teddy.
Yeah, it was good to have you guys back, the three of us going. It's always look forward to these segments every morning here, just a little before the top of the hour. It's always fun. We always got something to talk about, always something fun.
You bet.
Today is National First Responders Day, honoring the men and women who act quickly in an emergency as a hand dedicated to saving lives. The firefighters there. Security, Homeland Security says 4.6 million career and volunteer first responders support the communities they live in. 4.6 million.
Of course, that's great.
A lot of great people out there in the ambulances and the police and fire folks. And, you know, my brother Jerry was a first responder in his career driving one of those rescue squads. I believe it was Squad 15. And so, Jerry, Jerry's great, but, you know, don't ever start talking about anything concerning health because he'll give you a dissertation on your proper blood pressure,
oh,
things like that.
There you go. Yeah.
And you just want to say, oh, come on, Jerry, you're not working.
One of those guys, huh?
He's going to put you in the picture.
Yeah.
All right, Billy, all ready for Halloween? Ted's been trying to think what kind of costume he's going to wear this year, right?
Yeah, I'm trying to figure that, too. I've got one of those glow-in-the-dark hockey masks that scares the kids once in a while.
That's about right.
Yeah. With a big cleaver in my hand, but I don't know what I'll do this year.
I don't either. I don't know how if trick-or-treaters come in the neighborhood, what are you going to do, throw the candy at them or what?
Yeah, it's a good question. I don't know that we'll have any this year. Yeah, hard to tell.
It's going to be interesting. All right. Thank you, guys. It's 7:55, Steve and Ted. Stay with Steve and Ted in the 8 o'clock hour this morning. We'll have an update on the campaign trail. Ted's going to have sports coming up, right, Ted?
Yeah, we'll tell you about the end of the baseball season last night. We'll have highlights coming up in sports.
Jed Chambers Entertainment News. You're doing the blur this morning, right, Jed?
Yes, I am. Plenty of interesting stuff happening on television yesterday, including a Steve McIntosh favorite, and we'll talk about it coming up on the blur.
Bachelorette? Uh-oh, okay. Plus, we've got traffic and weather on the way. Stay with us in the 8 o'clock hour. Steve and Ted on 98.7 at 1330 KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.